This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm out of the studio, but I want you to know that if God allows something to happen, it will serve a purpose. And to understand this, it's important to understand what it means to serve a sovereign God. There was a time, quite honestly, when I generally knew what someone meant when they referred to God as sovereign, but I couldn't provide specific examples of God's sovereignty in my life. And it might be fair to say that I didn't have a sufficient grasp of the term itself. Once I heard a pastor explain it differently. A person in his congregation came to him and said, "Why does the loving mother of a young family die, but the drunk lives on?" The pastor's example shed a new light on things for me. It helped me to understand that every experience, whether pleasant or painful, God allows. If God allows it, it is serving a purpose. Recently, we talked about Joseph's life, and this is the same revelation he reached after being in bondage for 12 years. As we know, Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. I'm sure in the early years that Joseph thought his brothers were ultimately responsible for his bondage. But in Genesis 45, Joseph reaches a different conclusion. He tells his brothers, "Yes, it was God who sent me, not you." So we know with a sovereign God, it doesn't happen unless he allows it to happen. Even some of the most painful experiences. But let us be comforted in knowing that painful experiences also serve a purpose. And as you think about that, remember these words: "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." Proverbs 19:21. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, know that it will serve a purpose.